It's been 10 years since incumbent candidates for Roanoke City Council have lost an election, and tomorrow we'll find out if Roanoke voters will continue with that trend. WFIR sat down with each of the seven candidates individually who hope to claim a seat at council live in studio. There are three vacant seats, and on the ballot, voters will see incumbent council members Bill Bespich and Ray Ferris. And with Councilman David Trinkle retiring, there will be at least one seat available to a challenger. Those challengers, independent candidates Sean Hunter and Grover Price, and Democrats Joe Cobb, Juna Osborne, and Robert Jeffrey Jr. Juna Osborne ran unsuccessfully for the House of Delegates last November after helping organize the first women's march in Roanoke. Osborne says she believes in a connected city.
And one of the things that motivated me to actually run for city council was transportation. As a social worker, that has been a key issue that my clients have struggled with, is transportation to work, to healthcare. And I would like to see an expansion of transportation in our city, not necessarily taxing Valley Metro, but more creative ideas. Like, we have Zaxter, the bike share, which is a public-private partnership. Not everyone is going to ride a bike, but using that as an example to expand on, I really think there's a great potential for that in our city.
Colors Virginia magazine publisher Robert Jeffrey Jr. is making his first run for public office, running as a Democrat for city council.
I see some things that are positive in the city of Roanoke, especially regarding the downtown corridor, but we're forgetting our neighborhoods. We're forgetting about the vibrancy of the retail businesses in our area. And so I think it's important that we need to really diversify. If we want to create a new Roanoke economy, we need to start diversifying our efforts and making sure we provide support and strength to our local retailers in our neighborhood.
Prior to running, Democrat Joe Cobb was best known for his ministry and social justice work. If elected, he'd be the first openly gay council member. He's teamed up with the two other Democrats for his campaign in hopes that the three of them will be voted in.
One of the values of governance is rotation and sharing leadership. And I think Ray and Bill have done a really great job in the city. And I think they've prepared the way for some new leadership.
Cobb has proposed extending bus hours for Valley Metro by 3 hours. That's something independent candidate Grover Price can get on board with. In fact, it's one of his priorities.
It's very important. It's one thing that the city can do. A lot of work has been done, needs to be done. A lot of it is on the people in the community to try to do better, try to help make the neighborhood stronger, try to show some support to local government with the things that they're doing. But the bus is one major factor that needs to be changed.
Price is the co-founder of the Hope Center, a nonprofit located on 11th Street Northwest that offers meals, clothing, and other donations to those in need, as well as childcare. His campaign has focused on representing the Northwest neighborhood in city politics, something he says has not been done in the past. He's joined in that sentiment by independent challenger Sean Hunter. Hunter started the Peacemaker Citizens Group several years ago and has advocated on behalf of felons. Hunter says the progress some believe Roanoke is making is not shared by all parts of the city.
Roanoke is a beautiful place. We constantly brag about how many different nationalities that we have. However, but we are not unified. And I think that if we become unified and don't neglect certain quadrants of the city, but work together. We'll say, hey, my brothers and sisters up there in Northwest, they're having a hard time. We got crime and violence that's going on. We need to slow down a little bit, and we need to address this issue. Not just because I don't live there that it shouldn't be addressed, but we need to be concerned about each and every individual citizen in this city.
Independent Councilman Bill Bespich says while fresh perspectives are of value in government, he has not heard any of his opponents offer much of anything new. Several candidates seeking first-time seats say the city would benefit from their fresh approach, but Bespich says he's still waiting to hear something fresh.
I'm just not sure we've really heard a lot in terms of new perspectives during this campaign. We talk about some fresh ideas, but the ideas that I've heard are pretty much challenges that we've known about for a long time, and I don't hear specific plans, and particularly how anyone would pay for specific plans to address some of the concerns that have been brought up without cutting other services or raising people's taxes.
Bespich joins his colleague, Councilman Ray Ferris, in arguing the city is headed in the right direction, that many of the issues brought to the forefront of this campaign have been heard before. Going back to that idea on expanding transit hours.
Yes, it's feasible if the funding is there. That really is the issue. It's something we've talked about for a long time. It's not something that's new to this campaign. In fact, whenever we have budget study and in public hearings on the budget, it's not uncommon to have folks showing up at our budget sessions asking for an extension of Valley Metro. The problem is our neighbors, Roanoke County and Salem, are a little hesitant to spend the money that it takes to extend service to their areas in a more extensive way than what is being served right now. And to increase the hours, it's going to take more money.
To see more of WFIR's coverage of the Roanoke City Council election and for a complete list of links and articles on each candidate, visit the WFIR Facebook page. Roanoke City voters head to the polls tomorrow. For WFIR, I'm Lillian Boyd.